The Henry Dwyer knows how to get a winner. Copper Fox.
He was super first up at Geelong in a pretty good form race. If he runs up what he did first up, he'd probably be very hard to beat.
I'm throwing a gold card in. I'm throwing a Copper Fox.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
And away goes Copper Fox. Copper Fox for Ben Allen, just over a length.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. And there might have been an incident in the championship playoff too, Whitey. Just keep your eye on that one before we, as we get to the early mail. We're racing at Cranbourne today. Cranbourne. And we've got a 8-race card for the punters to get involved with midweek activity. Whitey, what sort of surface are we playing on?
This is from the track man himself before he went back to bed. He did pass through this information. So this is current from this morning. The track condition is a soft 7 with a penetrometer reading of 6.02. The rail is out 7 metres the entire circuit from a millage perspective, which I think is very important considering we had a poor day weather-wise yesterday. 10 mils in the last 24 hours and 16 mils in the last 7 days. So 6.02, the penetrometer, soft 7, rail out 7 metres the entire.
Righto, that's the track conditions for Cranbourne Racing today. I wonder what Graham Begg thinks about that. He's our special trainer today. Graham, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Now, we need to thank you, Graham, because last time you were on with us, you didn't get us a winner on the Friday, but you tipped us into Romancer on the Saturday, and we all took it, and all the punters love you forever.
I'm still waiting for my chop.
Slow and steady wins a race, Graham.
Thank you very much.
Slow and steady wins a race. We'll get it to you eventually. Well, you get back at... Sorry?
That's all right. I'll wait.
Right, good. Good. We'll back it up today. Tell you what. You get us a winner today, things can happen. We can make stuff happen for you. You've got 3 going around, 2 of those in the second race at Cranbourne today. Number 7, Nightfire, who was third on debut last time out at Cranbourne about 21 days ago. And then you've got number 12, Lena's Magic, who's been thereabouts in the placings in its 2 starts today. What can you do with these 2 today?
With the track being a soft 7, I'd dare say probably Lena's Magic will be better advantaged. Surprising it is a soft 7 because they had pretty good rain over there yesterday and overnight. So there's a chance that Nightfire might come out yet.
Okay.
But look, she's in good form. Both runs have been good. She did run well at Cranbourne first up and, you know, we expect her to run well. If Nightfire runs, you ran a good honest race at his first start. Certainly showing us well above average ability. And certainly he'll certainly make himself accountable.
Okay, that's Nightfire, number 7, but check your local guides there if it runs today. Number 12, Lena's Magic, probably the favoured runner in that race. Then you've got race 5, number 2, Lunar Flare. Now, I like to see this when I'm looking at the form guide. I like to see last start winner, in fact, 2 in a row, and then you've got D. Oliver in the saddle. That makes sense to me, Graham.
Yeah, he's won 2 out of 2 on her. So, look, she's in very good form. Probably wouldn't want to see it any wetter for her. She did have one unplaced run at Cranbourne last preparation on a pretty heavy track. But look, she's in really good form. Her form has been really, really good out of the races that she's won. And we think she's trained on very well. Expected to be hard to beat.
Well, she's even money at the tab at the moment. So imagine she's going to be your best. But if you were to play around it with Lena's Magic, would you invest in a place bet for Lena's Magic into Lunar Flare? Would that be our go today?
Yeah, totally. Just load up.
I love Graham Begg. We need to get him on more. Graham, we wish you the best of luck today. Hopefully it's a very successful day for the stable.
That's all right. Just put that Romancer money on.
Oh, yeah, double it up.
Yeah.
Double it up. We'll have a good time. Thank you, mate. Have a great day.
I bought a new TV with that. Don't worry. None of that left.
No glory.
No guts, no glory. We need more Graham Begg in our life. Race 2, number 12. We're going to go the place into the win. That's what we're going to do, Whitey. The place into the win. Race 2, number 12, the place into race 5, number 2, the win. That's us today, Cranbourne.
We had success with the All Up yesterday.
Well, you suggested a Phillip Stokes All Up yesterday.
$1.70 into $1.40. It only got us $2.40, but it's still better than nothing. That was good. 2 second placings.